from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Off the switch, found Smith, who laid it in. That is now 13 assists.
That was Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, 19 assists last night, which set that's the WNBA record?
Yes.
So she seems Single to be game. Doing pretty well, huh?
Yeah, she's not just in the Rookie of the Year. She's got that wrapped up. She got Rookie of the Year wrapped up. The question is she playing good enough towards the end of the season here after the All-Star break, which I believe is this weekend?
Yes, the All-Star game is on Saturday. And Caitlin Clark, so do you know the format of the WNBA All-Star game?
I do not.
So do you remember, it would be tough not to, all the yelling about her not being on the U.S. Olympic team?
I recall it.
Okay.
And it was kind of ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah. That there was yelling about it?
No, that she
that
wasn't,
she wasn't
on
the team? Yeah. Okay. Both, I think, were a little ridiculous, personally. But do you know who the WNBA All-Stars play on Saturday? They play
the Olympic team?
They play Team USA's Olympic team.
Oh.
So Caitlin Clark will play against
good.
The U.S. Olympic team on Saturday.
Good. That's good.
So that's going to get fired up again.
That's
if
good.
If she has 19 assists, if she has 30 points or something for the WNBA All-Stars playing against Team USA, then everyone, including maybe Nate, is going to be right back up with, oh, she should have been on the team. See, here you go. This is why. And she's definitely playing great as of late. So there's been some discourse on Josh Allen throughout the week. By the way, Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary, good morning. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Open Championship opening day, first round. And you mentioned this to me in the break. The fact that guys are done. Like, Minwoo Lee's done with his round. Young Han Song is done with his round. Alex Noren is done with his round. And a lot of other guys are finishing up. Adam Scott's on 17. So is Justin Rose. Nikolai Hogard's on 17, Molinari, you know, not necessarily all the top names. Rahm's on 10, but we've had a lot of golf so far.
Yeah.
McIlroy, Hovland, they're on 8. 2 under?
Yeah. It's a bloodbath.
2 under is the lead? Yeah. The course must be playing incredibly difficult. And when it comes to DeChambeau, He's now 6 over. Like, the course is eating him alive. 6 over through 8, Bryson DeChambeau. He has a 38 on the back, and he hasn't played 9 yet. Think of that. If he has a par, if he pars 9.
I shot a 39 in league last night. Bryson.
If he pars, he'll be looking at a 42 on the front. Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty that's like a standard score for me.
Yeah. So we'll keep you updated on the 152nd Royal True or Open Championship at Royal Troon. But the discourse on Josh Allen this week is making me lose my mind. Like I'm someone who tries not to get sucked into all of the, you know, debate shows, going back and forth, because so often it's not informed at all. But here's Nick Wright, Fox Sports, our buddy, one of our favorites, right? Pro Bills troll, Nick Wright, on his show yesterday, was going off about the reasons why Allen hasn't won yet, or just the fact that he hasn't won yet, and this comment made, this one anonymous executive in Jeremy Fowler's piece earlier in the week has really set this all off. One anonymous executive had to say that Allen is one of the most overrated players in the National Football League. And that has triggered a series of events since that has had everybody yelling about Allen. And it's just the dumbest arguments you've ever seen. And like, Nick Wright is someone that definitely is a troll on the Bills. Like, he's definitely playing a role. He's a professional wrestler. It's not, you know, I'll often in sports media, some guys play or are in the UFC. Some guys are MMA fighters, right? Like Mina Kimes or the guys from The Ringer or, you know, Cover One, whoever you want. Like the film guys who are really doing the work. Those are the MMA guys. Stephen A. Smiths and Nick Wrights, they're not playing the same sport. They're in the WWE. It's different. It's not real. It's professional wrestling. But I got triggered anyway. Nick Wright making the argument about Allen not getting it done in the postseason. I just want to point this out. Isn't Nick Wright the guy who hangs the banner in his show in October when the Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season that says Bills, Buffalo Bills 2023 regular season champs, right? 2022 Buffalo Bills regular season champs. Every time the Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season, it gets dismissed as, well, you what get it done in the playoffs. Regular season doesn't matter. Regular season doesn't matter. Do it in the playoffs. And yet, his turnovers, that doesn't get treated the same way. Because, as Sal pointed out yesterday, Josh Allen, amongst all quarterbacks in NFL history that have played at least 10 playoff games, has the lowest interception percentage of his career. 1.1%. It's lower than Mahomes, lower than Aaron Rodgers. It's lower than every quarterback that's ever played. Lowest interception percentage ever. So, he's not turnover machine Josh Allen in the playoffs. He's regular season turnover machine. So, which matters? Is it the regular season or is it the playoffs? Because when the Bills beat the Chiefs, then, oh, it's regular season, doesn't matter. But when Allen throws interceptions, this is why they don't win. 4 interceptions in his playoff career. 2 lost fumbles. And Nick Wright this morning, or last night, I guess, on Twitter, said about the guy calling him the most overrated player in the league. He said this: can you show me the 2 or 3 plays that we can change that put Josh Allen in one, let alone multiple Super Bowls? And I just want to say, like, that. Would anyone other than Nick Wright here, or maybe like a select few, truly believe that he's on the hook for the Bills not losing or for the Bills not winning in any way? Like, I could spin it the other way. Show me the 2 or 3 plays where Josh Allen has lost the Bills a playoff game. Can you show me the game where he has lost them a playoff game? I don't know if this is fair to the Bills, but the analogy that comes to mind for me is Allen is Thanos in the playoffs. And, oh, well, he ran into the Avengers. Because the Chiefs don't just have Mahomes. They might have the greatest quarterback of all time. But they also have arguably the greatest offensive coach of all time. They have arguably the greatest tight end of all time. And those, and Steve Spagnuolo, on top of that, always has his defense playing top level in the playoffs. So, yes, I'm not trying to take credit away from Mahomes. He's three Super Bowls. He's the best quarterback in the world. And maybe of all time. But everyone around Mahomes elevates in the playoffs. Everyone around him elevates in the playoffs. And I don't feel like you can say the same thing about Josh Allen. Josh Allen elevates in the playoffs. Would anybody say Sean McDermott elevates in the playoffs? Go look at Mahomes' numbers against the Bills in the postseason. He's got like six incompletions in three games, and it's not really that bad. But tell me that in those games that the coach elevates. Tell me that, hey, even Diggs. Go look at Diggs' numbers in games they've been eliminated. No touchdowns, multiple games like under 20 yards. His high was 77. Their best receiver, their Kelsey, if you will, hasn't elevated in the biggest of spots. I'm not going to indict his entire career based on that, but I feel like Mahomes in the postseason gets everybody around him to show up, and Allen does show up, and I feel like everyone else takes turns not showing up. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, I would say that sounds fair. I would say that there hasn't, other than Taron Johnson, that no one else has really made... Taron Johnson and Gabriel Davis are the two players for the Bills that have elevated their games when the team has gotten in big moments. Everybody else has fallen short, has allowed the spotlight, has allowed the moment to be too big for them. And listen... We're talking about Rory earlier, right? Like winning a major tournament when he's, you know, played great all week and on Sunday at the U.S. Open has played 15 flawless holes.
He's kind of like the Bills for this because he's, ignore the fact that he won early in his career.
Right.
He recently, like he's kind of like the Bills in that he's always there. Brian mentioned how Rory is always at the top of the leaderboard. And you tell me this isn't the perfect analogy for the Bills and golf. Look at Rory's last 3 years, his major results. Starting with the 2022 Masters. Second, eighth, fifth, third, cut. Seventh, second, sixth, 22nd, 12th, second. Isn't that kind of the Bills? You're always there. Everyone knows you're incredible. You're one of the best in the world. Maybe there's only one guy that's better at it than you. But... what's the deal? Why? Where's the trophy? Right? Where is the trophy? Rory's kind of perfect as an analogy here for the Bills. And I just can't, I can't listen to Allen getting blamed for it. I can't listen to it. He has some of the greatest postseason stats that we've ever seen. And we've seen him play at the highest level that I don't know that even Mahomes matches it because it was only two games. And I don't remember, I got to be honest, I don't remember what Mahomes did the week before 13 seconds. Actually, didn't he get hurt? Wasn't that the Cleveland game where he missed an entire half? Or do I have the year wrong? That might have been the year before.
Yeah, it might have been the year before.
All right, so I guess I don't remember what Mahomes did the week before 13 seconds. But for those two games, New England, the perfect game, and then 13 seconds, Josh Allen played at a higher level of quarterback than I have ever seen in my life. Better than any stretch I saw Brady play, Rodgers. It can't be played better. And he didn't win. And for anyone to say, well, oh, show me the 2-3 plays away from them being in the Super Bowl. Okay, sure. That we're indicting him on that?
Yeah.
He left... It's kind of like Thanos, by the way. I'll continue with this analogy, comparing Allen to Thanos. Thanos won! Sorry, spoiler alert. Are we okay on this? I know LeSean McCoy did that like the week after Avengers came out. This is 6 years, probably. Thanos won, right? Allen won. Thanos did the thing. He got all the stones in the glove, and then he snapped his fingers, and he won. That movie ended, and he won. And that was Allen. Allen walked off the field with 13 seconds left after throwing a touchdown to Gabe Davis, his teammates mobbing him. He won. And what happened? He didn't get to go back on the field. Thanos, the time machine. Sorry, again, I'm spoiling the Avengers movies if you've seen them or haven't seen them. 5 years, though, it's all you get. They didn't anticipate a time machine coming back and saying, oh, no, actually, you didn't win. Like, what? What are you talking about? What time machine? And that was Allen. Like, what do you mean I didn't win? We blew what lead and how short of time? And then I didn't even get to touch the ball in the playoffs because the rules weren't set up for me yet? I'll playoff Allen, to me, there is just no fair criticism of him that, to me, is acceptable since the Houston game, which we kind of don't even count because it's before he turned a lead.
I also think this same conversation exists for Joe Burrow because Joe Burrow has had unbelievable defensive performances in playoff games.
Yes,
and
has.
Josh Allen, again, short of that divisional game during COVID at home against the Ravens, the Bills' defense has not stepped up when it has mattered. They have not done it. And the Chiefs defensively have, I mean, the Chiefs, we just got a tweet. The Chiefs didn't score a second half point and won against the Ravens last year.
Right.
The Bills have not had that luxury ever. This is a great point. And who was that? From Jeremy Riley that just tweeted in. The Chiefs don't score a point in the second half of the Ravens game and they win. Allen doesn't get that luxury. That's absolutely right.
It's like, flip it around. Imagine if it was flipped around. Imagine if the Bills' defense elevated the way Allen does in the postseason. And then on the flip end, imagine Allen regressed in the postseason the way the Bills' defense does. And you think there's criticism of him now. There really isn't that much. Like, it's a couple of guys that kind of spark everything. It's a couple of voices. It's not many. If the roles were reversed and Allen performed at the level that the Bills' defenses have under Sean McDermott in the postseason, and the totality of those performances, Allen would be getting blasted every day by everybody. Every day. He would be the choker. He would be, you know, Rory missing those two short putts at Pinehurst. That's how Allen would be viewed. But he's not that. It's the complete opposite. Allen elevates in the playoffs. The thing that is seen as Allen's fatal flaw as a player that one executive talked about earlier in the week, turnovers, the thing you hear about him most, he eliminates it in the postseason to the greatest extent imaginable. Lowest interception percentage in playoff history. Minimum 10 games. Not only is he get better at not turning the football over, he could not be better at not turning the football over.
Yeah.
Zero. He would have to have zero. It's almost impossible to have that. Meanwhile, look at the other side of the football. How have they? What's the common theme? What is the common theme in these games that they're getting beat by Kansas City in the postseason? It is, look at the numbers. Look at Mahomes' numbers against the Bills in the playoffs. Last year, 17 for 23, 74% completion percentage, 215 yards, 2 touchdowns. He only threw 23 passes. The better number there, yards per attempt, 9.3. He almost averaged a first down per pass attempt in the playoffs last year. Okay, then the 13-second game. 33 for 44, 378 yards, 3 touchdowns. Year before that, 29 for 38, 325 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yards per attempt, by the way, in those games, 8.5. 8.5, 9.3. That's incredible. It's incredible, one, because yes, Mahomes is that good. Two, it's incredible that amongst all the teams the Bills play, or that the Chiefs play in the playoffs, I'm looking at Mahomes' playoff game log right now. The Bills do as poor a job as anybody else does. They can't figure it out. It's not Allen. It's, to me, the coach and the defense deserve 10 times the criticism for why they haven't made it all the way than the quarterback does. 803-0550 is the phone number. How many guys are two under right now?
Several.
I mean,
Mav McNeely, another guy that I was buying on.
Maverick McNeely.
Just listen to me, man. I will guide you to winning no money in golf, but it'll make me feel good.
Did you have Minkyu Kim also?
MK Kim, I did not, but Sung J.M. is definitely someone I'm... is another guy that's been playing well.
All right, listen.
Get me in on Sung J.M.
Make sure you listen to Nate on this and not me, because I picked DeChambeau to win, and he's, what is he, 15 over at this point?
Yeah, he's struggling.
He's gonna break his clubs in half any moment. Tiger tees off 9:37 this morning. Rory is on the course right now. I'm very interested in him hole by hole. He is still, I want to double check. This is updated. Is he still even par? He might have bogeyed. There have been some doubles tossed around. Okay, that happened. Rory McIlroy just doubled, number 8. So he is now 2 over.
That hole,
number 8.
In the postage stamp hole, it's 118 yards, and it is absolutely killing guys.
Why is it called the postage stamp hole?
Because it's so short. It looks like, okay. And like how the, I don't know, that's just the name of the hole.
Do we need more holes named in Western New York?
Yes, 100%.
How hard would it be to name them all? Could we do it?
I think we could do it.
Could we do it?
I think we'd need different themes for different courses.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. I can't think of a single hole that's named around here. I'm sure there's got to be a couple.
The volcano hole.
The volcano hole. Is
at
that
CCB? I don't know that that's for sure what it's
called. But when you say the volcano hole, anyone that's played that course or has seen pictures of that hole knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
803-0550 is the phone number on this Allen rant point, whatever you want to call it. Scott in Rochester, if you stay on hold, we'll get you first up when we come back. We've got open phone lines. We'll start rolling through some calls when we come back at 803-0550. Wide open until 9:30. Kyle Brandt is going to join the show coming up at 9:30. So plenty of time for your phone calls until then. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is from Sauce Gardner. He's recently gone all in on his golf game, and he posts the following. I never thought I would say this, but golf is harder than football. Do you agree, my friend?
Amen, brother. As a resident golfer on this little panel we have here today, I can tell you that golf is way harder than football. I played 9 years in the National Football League of pure talent. I've been trying to hit the golf ball for 20 years, and I still haven't mastered that.
That is Sauce Gardner.
Booger McFarland.
On Sauce Gardner.
On Sauce Gardner, okay.
It is hard. It's a hard game.
It's a hard game. No two shots are ever the same. I'll tell you that later when I'm on the course. I'm sure I'll have that happen a million times. For one drive will go right down the middle. The next one will be pulled. The next one will be faded. I am not like most where like one common problem is often like it's not that drastic usually, but I'll go left rough and then the next one be on the right in the right rough. I'm not often like hitting it like driver. I'm actually not that bad. Like it won't go off in like 10 miles into the woods. But
yesterday
it's all over the place.
I hit a tee shot. I pulled a 5-wood because it's a dogleg hole. You can't really hit driver, and I hit it to where I thought could be out of bounds. So I hit a provisional. And I hit the perfect shot on my provisional shot.
Ah, the provisional.
And Turned out I didn't need it. I was in bounds by about 2 feet. But it's like, that to me is maybe the most frustrating part about golf, is you'll hit two shots in a row. The one that really matters, your first shot, will be terrible. And then your second shot, you'll do exactly. Player B. Player B is undefeated. Scratch golfer, player B.
Yep. 803-0550 is the phone number. Open championship underway. We're talking Allen. We compare him to Rory in the last segment. I kind of like that as a comparison. Scott in Rochester's next up. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. I had a golf question, but I just wanted to say the point you made in the last second, the way McDermott and his defense disappears in the playoffs, that is my main reason why I think it might be time to move on from Sean McDermott. Because if you handicap yourself with a defensive head coach and then neither the defense or the head coach shows up in the playoffs when it matters most, what do you really have? But my golf question, and this kind of comes to mind every time the golf talk heats up. In your heart of hearts, do you really hold golfers like Scottie Scheffler? I'm not a golf guy, but I know he's arguably one of the best golfers in the world.
Yep.
Do you hold him in the same athletic nature as you hold Josh Allen or Connor McDavid or Shohei Ohtani? For me, it's hard for me to get there, but I was curious what you guys thought.
It's a good question. I think no, because golf is so much larger of a field, and even Tiger at his peak, maybe Tiger at the absolute best, but no other time in human history have you expected a golfer to like win every tournament or win every major. You know what I mean? Like the pressure isn't really the same unless you're like Rory in the last tournament where you're leading and there's only a couple of holes to go. Like, okay, now we expect you to win. Greg Norman, when he's up by 9 shots going into the final round, like there comes a time where, okay, now we expect you to win. Going into a tournament though, I mean, there's a reason why. Like, Scheffler the favorite for this weekend? He probably was, wasn't he?
He's up there, yeah.
But what would his odds have been? What would the favorite's odds have been? Like, plus 400?
Yeah, maybe.
Any other favorite in any other sport is, like, minus money to win something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do think golf is different in that way. Like, there's never an expectation going into a tournament that you're going to win. Again, if you play well, you get to Sunday and you're in the lead, or you got a couple holes to go and you're in the lead, like then that's when the pressure ramps up. And that's where the Rory conversation comes in, because he cracked. There's no other way to say it. He admitted to it a little earlier in the week.
Consistently cracked. JT back to 2 under, by the way.
All right, back to tied for the lead. It still is incredible the way Rory has gone. That the big difference between him and the Bills, obviously, is he's won. It just was so long ago. It was so long ago. He won 10 years ago. But in recent years, he's the Bills. He's constantly one of the best. Maybe only one guy in the world is better, but he can't get the big trophy. Nick in Buffalo's next up. What's up, Nick?
Hey, I'll try to tie it into golf here, but I feel like golfers that are better, maybe just on the public course, maybe on the tour, they show up when it matters and they make the big putts and make the big chips, the big big shots when it matters. In terms of the Bills, I feel like McDermott, he is a very good regular season coach, but when the playoffs come and it's crunch time and the coaches are really game planning and doing everything that they can. I don't think I've ever left a playoff game thinking, man, like McDermott really outcoached the other team. A couple games in mind would be like the Dolphins game when we played a third string quarterback and they had us. We were, I would say, in control, but it was a lot closer than it should have been playing a third string quarterback. I think Mike White put up over 20 points. And then that Bengals game, I think it would have been right after with the snow conditions. I know there was a lot going on, but there were plenty of things where the Bengals adjusted their offense. They put Ja'Marr Chase in the backfield. They did what they had to do to get their playmaker the ball and adjust what they did on offense based on the weather conditions. I felt like we were like, you know what? We are who we are, and we're going to go out there and do it. To an extent, that's fine, but you got to adjust if it's not working. And I feel like especially at halftime, I just don't see the adjustments or the just the changes that you need from an elite head coach that you see with an Andy Reid or some of these other coaches, like even a Zach Taylor. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Nick. Adjustment talk I usually kind of throw to the side because I feel like Peyton Manning kind of showed everybody a year ago on the Manning cast that it's hogwash. At least most of it is. To me, like McDermott for these games, I kind of want to narrow it to the Chief games. I guess you could expand it on, because there are not no games. There's not a lot. Like, he did a great job, and his defense did a great job against Baltimore. 4 years ago now, that's the 2020 playoffs, or I guess 3 years ago because it was the calendar year 21, but they held Lamar Jackson and Baltimore to 3 points. That was a great game by their defense. Otherwise, what do I got? 24 against Philip Rivers' Colts. All right, fine. Not worried about that one. They gave up 38 to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. They gave up 42 to Kansas City in the 13-second game. They gave up 27 to Kansas City in a year that Patrick Mahomes just told you yesterday they weren't even having fun because it was going so poorly. They weren't even enjoying their 12-win season or whatever it was, winning playoff games, because they didn't think it was going well. They weren't scoring points on anybody. They limped into the playoffs. Their offense was not the same. And they walked in against the Bills, and that offense that couldn't move the ball consistently for a month and a half threw for 9 yards an attempt. They averaged almost a first down per pass attempt in that game. The Bills didn't have their linebackers. I know, like, there are built-in excuses to some of these, but the overall scope of why Allen hasn't made it deeper in the playoffs in these Kansas City games is not to do with Allen. It's to do with their defense has never had, for whatever reason in the postseason only, has never had a single answer for Patrick Mahomes. You don't have to stop him. You don't have to dominate him. You're never going to do that. But there's never been an ability to keep him in check. You can't even keep him. You can't even keep it near a pedestrian level. And I don't know how that happens. Is it scheme? Is it adjustments? I tend to think it's not adjustments. I tend to think it is the scheme. It's that the only team, well, a couple teams have had. Baltimore had, you mentioned this, a tweeter sent us a point about how Baltimore didn't score a point in the second half of the AFC Championship game. That Kansas City, go look at that game. And tell me when Josh Allen, this is the point that the tweeter made, so I'm kind of stealing it, but show me the game that Allen got that benefit of he was going head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, and his defense had a half like that AFC Championship game saw, where Baltimore, look, you want to know the last 9 drives of that game, AFC Championship game against Baltimore, that they won. The Chiefs started off with 2 touchdowns. Their first 2 drives, they had 2 touchdowns, okay? After that, turnover on downs, punt, field goal, punt, 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 end of game. They went 3.5 quarters doing nothing.
Nothing. and they're the best defense in football, kept them in it and won them the game.
The Bengals, they had an answer for one half. They rushed three, and their defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, figured something out, and they, what was that game? Did they hold the Chiefs to no points in that second half also? It's been done. It's not impossible. We've seen two teams do it. Baltimore, in this AFC Championship game, held the Chiefs to 3 points for three and a half quarters. The Bengals shut them out in an AFC Championship game. It can be done. But it hasn't been done by this defense. That's more on the hook for Allen not having the hardware than Allen's play is. All right, we won't belabor this all day. Unless you want to get in on it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Is anything we're saying over the top wrong? It's a McDermott conversation, I guess, if you really want to, you know, read into like where this is all headed. 803-0550, Open Championship. Two under is still the score. I mean, there are guys out there.
There's a lot of guys at two under.
Your boy Russell Henley. I mean, he's birdies one
Henley
right now.
Henley and McNeely.
He's in the lead.
Been saying it for weeks.
You bet Henley?
Yeah.
If he birdies? What's the would you ever cash out?
Oh,
he's the leader after round one.
No, I put $10 on it. I would never cash.
No, yeah, it's not.
There's no point in cashing out.
Time out here. Anthony in Buffalo, if you're on hold, we'll get to you when we come back here on WGR. .803-0550 is the phone number on this Allen playoff conversation. Anthony in Buffalo. What's up, Allen? Or Anthony, excuse me.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So the last caller there saying about Sean McDermott, we not forget that 6-7 years ago, we weren't even in the playoffs. Now we're in the playoffs every year. And if it wasn't for Diggs dropping that automatic touchdown pass in the last game, plus the field goal missed, we would have beaten the
Chiefs. No. That's not true, Anthony.
I don't know how is it not true?
Because
if they kicked the field goal,
the
game's over.
They would have
walked right down the field and held the ball to the last play, kicked a field goal, and won that game.
Like the Tyler Bass, the moment he takes a step on the field, to me, the game is over because they only need a field goal, Anthony. Like the way Mahomes was going in that game, he didn't even need to get a touchdown. He had a minute plus to get 20-30 yards again, field goal range. He did that in 13 seconds. We don't think he could have done it in 50 or in 80 seconds.
You can't compare the 13 seconds game because be honest.
Well, no, you're right because you're right in that he had eight times the amount of time in this situation than the 13 second game.
I understand that. However, that was probably one of the greatest 2.5 minutes of football.
He was having like the greatest game of football. The Bills couldn't stop him, Anthony. The Bills literally could not stop Kansas City in that game.
Okay, all right. So I just want to let everybody know. I know everyone's up Sean McDermott about not completing a playoff run, but we were never 17 years not being in the playoffs. This guy brought us to here, and now we're in every single year. I in my opinion, I feel like we're only one or two plays away from beating those guys because we have a great quarterback just as much as Mahomes.
But are they one or two offensive plays away, or are they one or two defensive plays away?
I would have to say it would have to be offensive plays away.
How? I don't know, man.
How are they offensive plays again? Josh Allen had 400 yards and 5 touchdowns, and they lost.
Listen, I totally agree to that. I can't say anything about how great our quarterback is. He can only do so much. Mm-hmm. That 13 seconds was definitely a defensive problem. However, for me, the biggest play of that last game was Diggs dropping that touchdown pass.
Yeah,
but there's 3 minutes on the clock,
that
Anthony.
Was huge. I understand that, but that is the play right there.
That's the one play that
put 7 points on the board.
With 3 minutes left, I mean, there wasn't even more than 3 minutes left. The thing about that drive was that when he dropped it, the Bills drove and took lots of time off the clock and then didn't convert a third down and decided to kick a field goal. The only way you win that game, this is the only way the Bills win that game, is if they take the ball down the field over 6 minutes, take every second off the clock, and kick a field goal with 0 seconds on the clock. That's the only way the Bills win that game.
So, Anthony, thinks
that's the only way you beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
If you give Patrick Mahomes the ball with any time short of like 1 second, there's a really good chance you're going to lose that football game.
Yeah. Anthony, thanks for the call. Both sides are culpable in that game, but why that Diggs drop is so important, why they had to play that way on their last drive where you had to eat up every second, was because for an entire game we saw, oh, you can't stop them at all.
You can't. The Bills you can't literally stop them at all. So you had no answers.
Your offensive identity in that game was designed around your inability to keep Mahomes under 9 yards an attempt.
Right. They just were getting, and it wasn't just that they were killing the Bills. It's that the Bills were giving up giant chunk plays. The only thing that kept that game from being a blowout was Mecole Hardman fumbling the ball at the 1 yard line. That's it. If they walk in and score, Joe, it's a 2-score game. That game is over. So the Diggs play that everyone wants to say is all on Diggs, and that was the difference in the game, that play was irrelevant.
We'll get into that more. I wouldn't call it irrelevant, but it's not the most important thing from that game for me. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get you. Open Championship, Justin Thomas. He birdied 18, so he is 3 under, 1-shot lead, going into, I guess there's a lot of other guys to play still today, this morning. Tiger tees off in an hour and a half. We'll see what he has to say about it. Thomas in the lead. Time out here. We'll be back. Joe and Nate, under a week away from training camp. This is WGR. .  is the phone number on this Allen playoff conversation. Anthony in Buffalo. What's up, Allen? Anthony, excuse me.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
The last caller there saying about Sean McDermott, we not forget that 6-7 years ago, we weren't even in the playoffs. Now we're in the playoffs every year. And if it wasn't for Diggs dropping that automatic touchdown pass in the last game, plus the field goal missed, we would have beaten the team.
No. That's not true, Anthony.
I don't know how is it not true?
Because if they kicked that field goal,
the game's over.
They would have walked right down the field and held the ball to the last play, kicked a field goal, and won that game.
Like the Tyler Bass, the moment he takes a step on the field, to me, the game is over because. Right, they only need a field goal, Anthony. Like, the way Mahomes was going in that game, he didn't even need to get a touchdown. He had a minute plus to get 30 yards again field goal range. He did that in 13 seconds. We don't think he could have done it in 50 or in 80 seconds.
You can't compare the 13 seconds game because let's just be honest.
Well, no, you're right because you're right in that he had 8 times the amount of time in this situation than the 13 second game.
I understand that. However, that was probably one of the greatest 2.5 minutes of football.
He was having like the greatest game of football. The Bills couldn't stop him, Anthony. The Bills literally could not stop Kansas City in that game.
Okay, all right. So I just want to let everybody know. I know everyone's up Sean McDermott about not completing a playoff run, but we were never 17 years not being in the playoffs. This guy brought us to here, and now we're in every single year. In my opinion, I feel like we're only 1 or 2 plays away from beating those guys because we have a great quarterback just as much as Mahomes.
But are they 1 or 2 offensive plays away, or are they 1 or 2 defensive plays away?
I would have to say it would have to be offensive plays away.
How?
I don't know, man.
How are they offensive plays again? Josh Allen had 400 yards and 5 touchdowns, and they lost.
Listen, I totally agree to that. I can't say anything about how great our quarterback is. He can only do so much. Mm-hmm. That 13 seconds was definitely a defensive problem. However, for me, the biggest play of that last game was Diggs dropping that touchdown pass.
Yeah,
but there's 3 minutes on the clock,
that
Anthony.
That was huge. I understand that, but that is the play right there.
I
one play that put 7 points on the board.
with three minutes left. I mean, there was even more than 3 minutes left. The thing about that drive was that when he dropped it, the Bills drove and took lots of time off the clock and then didn't convert a third down and decided to kick a field goal. The only way you win that game, this is the only way the Bills win that game, is if they take the ball down the field over 6 minutes, take every second off the clock, and kick a field goal with 0 seconds on the clock. That's the only way the Bills win that game.
So, Anthony,
that's the only way you beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
If you give Patrick Mahomes the ball with any time short of like 1 second, there's a really good chance you're going to lose that football game.
Yeah. Anthony, thanks for the call. It's both sides are culpable in that game, but why that Diggs drop is so important, why they had to play that way on their last drive where you had to eat up every second, was because for an entire game we saw, oh, you can't stop them at all.
You can't. The Bills you can't literally stop them at all. So you had no answers.
Your offensive identity in that game was designed around your inability to keep Mahomes under 9 yards an attempt.
Yeah, right. They just were getting, and it wasn't just that they were killing the Bills. It's that the Bills were giving up giant chunk plays. The only thing that kept that game from being a blowout was Mecole Hardman fumbling the ball at the 1 yard line. That's it. If they walk in and score, Joe, it's a 2-score game. That game is over. So the Diggs play that everyone wants to say is all on Diggs, and that was the difference in the game, that play was irrelevant.
We'll get into that more. I wouldn't call it irrelevant. But it's not the most important thing from that game for me. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get you. Open Championship, Justin Thomas. He birdied 18. So he is 3 under. 1-shot lead. Going into, I guess there's a lot of other guys to play still today, this morning. Tiger tees off in an hour and a half. We'll see what he has to say about it. Thomas in the lead. Timeout here. We'll be back. Joe and Nate, under a week away from training camp. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.